From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing with his series in Mark's Gospel, and here he is.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our morning Bible study. We're turning to a new chapter this morning, chapter 6 of Mark's Gospel. Let's read from verse 1, please. And he went out from thence, and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Joseph, and of Judah, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could do there no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk, and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages, teaching. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his precious word. Before we turn to our Bible study, we're going to listen to the singing of Tim and Deborah Fisher, and they're singing a lovely hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Morning by morning.
We read the first six verses of Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, and perhaps we could just note, by way of introducing this new portion, some simple things. We read in the first verse that the Lord Jesus went out from thence and came into his own country. You recall what had happened at the close of the last chapter. The Lord Jesus had been in the house of Jairus. He had come there at the request of Jairus because Jairus' daughter had died and the Savior had raised her from the dead. And from that house, we read, he went out from thence. It must have been a most happy occasion. There would have been much celebration. But the Savior was ever the busy servant of God. And consequently, we read of him leaving that home and heading on to new labors, new toils, new activities. You'll see that he comes to his own country. That is, he came to Nazareth, that area where he had been raised, that area where he had grown up. He had a concern for his neighbors. He had an anxiety for those that he had known as a boy and for those he had known as a man. I suppose, Christian, we should take note of that fact. Do we have the right concern for our neighbors, those who live right next door to us? Perhaps they're the last we would ever think of speaking to concerning the need of salvation. Follow the example of the Savior, and let us consider those who are our neighbors. But I want especially today to study a very sad truth that is set forth here in this portion of God's Word. And the sad truth is that the Lord Jesus Christ was treated shamefully by those who had absolutely no grounds to treat him so. For when he came unto his own country, he began to teach in their synagogue, we read in verse 2. But look at the attitude, look at the response of the people. Many hearing him were astonished. Aye, more than that, it says they were offended in him. In the verse 3, we read those words. Men despise the gospel without cause. They turn their back upon the blessed privileges that God is pleased to bestow upon them. And they do it so lightly. They do it without a thought. Here are men and women, the whole community, and they're offended at the Lord Jesus Christ. What was the basis of their offense? Was it something he said that caused offense? Was it something that he did that caused offense? No. As we read in verse 3, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. What was the basis of their offense? They couldn't believe that one with whom they were so familiar could possibly be the messenger of God. Isn't that a sad thing? Isn't that a most astounding thing? But men and women, it is still the basis of the attitude of many today. There are many who day and daily pass the place where the word of God is preached. Day and daily, they pass where a poster illustrating a text from God's Word is displayed, but they pay not the slightest heed to it. The Bible is despised. The witness of many godly people living in the community is despised and ignored. And that is exactly the attitude of those who lived in Nazareth. They said, look, we know this man. We know his brothers, and we know his sisters. How could it possibly be that a man so common could be the deliverer of God's word? Don't despise the gospel, my dear friend. Don't look upon God's word as a common thing. You may have been raised with it. You may have been taught it from your earliest days. And you have become so familiar with it. And now familiarity has bred contempt. There is comfort, of course, from our Lord's experience in Nazareth for many of God's servants. There's comfort for the faithful ministers of the gospel who get downcast because of the unbelief of their hearers. Don't feel that this is anything strange. It has happened to the Lord. There is comfort for true Christians who stand alone in their families and see all around them clinging to the world and rejecting the Saviour. Let us just remember that if such are our circumstances, we're drinking from the same cup as the Lord Jesus Christ. Let all who endure such rejection remember that he too was despised, and despised most by those who knew him best. That was the sin of the people of Nazareth. Oh, I hope that today, even as you're listening to me, you will take a fresh look at the Word of God and recognize that these grand old truths are relevant for you today. You need to be saved. May God have mercy upon you, and may you cease your despising of his truth. We'll take up our study again. Tune in again. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.